is the Tom Likas Show.
I'm calling in regards to the Tim Likas Show.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Mad people.
Tom Likas. Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in to an edition of the Tom Likas Show that if you're not listening live, it's done at night. Now, if you are listening in the 8 o'clock hour on the West Coast, in the 11 p.m. hour on the East Coast, on Wednesday, the 16th of October, well, then you are listening to a brand spanking new edition of the Tom Likas Show, and it's live, and you can call in here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Coming up, you're going to hear the first nighttime edition of Be Funny in 33 years. I literally started Be Funny in New York City in 1980, and it was on for several months. And then when I went and got a commercial radio job, nobody was going to let me do this on the radio. So I had to stop doing it until I stopped being on the radio. So we're going to do a nighttime edition of Be Funny. And we'll see if it takes on a whole different vibe. We're going to find out here coming up.
Yeah, these son of a bitches better be awake for this. Yeah,
they better be ready. Because
right.
Otherwise, we'll do what we always do. They don't fill the phone lines. We'll just blow out of here.
Bail out.
That's it.
Or play crazy bitch over and over again.
Yeah, you know, the best punishment.
For crazy
people,
bitch.
No! The best punishment for people not participating is to take the 2.5 hours or whatever that we've done and just replay them continuously until 3 o'clock Pacific right. time on Thursday. Yeah.
So you hear Jake over and
yeah,
over
Mr.
again.
Mr. Pussy.
Right.
Yeah. Over and over again.
That's what will happen if people don't have their material ready to go.
When he said he was a former professional, I'm just glad to find out it wasn't Jake Steinfeld that we were just talking about earlier. It was not him. I'm thankful.
Jesus.
That would suck.
What's it like out there? You know, he's out there right now, you know, cowering in a corner somewhere. Being a fucking pussy. Where is he now?
Doing.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
I'd love to know. Can you imagine him sitting out there? He knows we're thinking about him. He knows we're talking about him. He knows what we think of him. He's probably going over there right now for a little loving.
Which is really weird. I mean, he threw her under the bus like a million times. He
right?
said that he, you know, she fucked another dude. And he himself called her 7.5.
Right.
What the fuck is he doing?
But you know what? He can't believe he got a 7.5. Don't want to give that up. Yeah. Probably over there begging her to fuck him right now. Pussy. Fucking pussy.
We'll never hear from him again.
Oh, I guarantee you we'll never hear from him again. Maybe somebody out there knows who he is. We'll call and tell us the real story in Tucson. What's really going on? There's got to be a way we can track him down. Maybe we use his phone number, reverse engineer it, and find out his name, find his Facebook page. Maybe we find her on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
You know, we could do that. Dean, I know you're very creative with these things.
I already know where he works, so...
You know where he works?
Yeah,
so we're already on our way.
By his voicemail, he doesn't realize now I know where he works.
Imagine if we called her up without asking him. We just called her up directly. Well, you know what we could do? We could call her up and then play her segments of what he said about
it. She would be a willing participant in this.
She'd want it. You want to hear what your boyfriend is saying about you? We got it right here. That's how you get her on the phone.
See, if he didn't bail out, none of this would have been happening. Right?
He wouldn't have to worry about this. But we could literally. Now, you know where he works. We know his phone number. You use Spokio or Zaba Search or whatever to find out his name. Maybe his email address, and then you track him down on Facebook, and I guarantee you she's one of his friends on Facebook. Then we contact her without his permission. We don't need his permission. We only need her permission. Call her up. Tell her we've got 45 minutes of evidence of what this guy said about her. And tell her if she comes on with us, we'll play it for her. Because, you know, he's never told her all the things that he told us. Never. Doesn't have the fucking guts.
No way.
So this will all be news to her. And it would serve him right for hanging up on us.
And then not picking up when we were so gracious to call him back.
I know. Gracious. Yes. You know, to just hang up on us like that, that was not cool. And my opinion is that, you know, we find, and by the way, he's probably calling her right now. You might get a call from these guys to do this show.
I was just doing it for the show.
Don't pay any attention. I was just saying stuff. But you know what? You know how I feel about you, honey. Just thinking about it right now. He's on the phone with her. He's driving over there right now. I know it. I feel it. Don't pay any attention. If anybody calls you, don't pay any attention. Don't let them trick you into going on the air. Don't let them trick you. Right? That's what it's going to be. So let's see if we can find more about him and then find her. Which I bet we could.
Yep. Don't be hanging up on this show.
Right. Fuck. Fuck. All right. We got phone calls here. 901-3000 Tom. That's our telephone number. 901-3000 Tom. It's 901-3000-866. Ethan in St. Louis, you're on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
How you doing, Dad?
Doing okay, son.
Hey, first off, you're not allowed to go to any more Dodgers games, okay?
You know, I just might fly to St. Louis. You know, I've been to St. Louis. I wouldn't be above going again.
Bring a gun.
You got barbecue there.
Bring a gun.
Say hi to that coast-to-coast guy.
We call our cops janitors because they clean up dead bodies all day long.
Is that so? I've been to St. Louis. You know what? It's one. I hate to say this because it's not a compliment. It's one of the nicest cities I've ever been to. Everybody is so fucking nice. You can't fool me with that gun talk.
Yeah.
This was the nicest. Everybody nice.
Really?
Middle America. Oh my God!
There'd be a lot of angry people there.
No. You know where the angry people are? East St. Louis. I'm not going to come there. East St. Louis is in Illinois. It's not in Missouri, but St. Louis, Missouri. Been there. Been to the Arch.
Nice.
Went to the old Bush Stadium when they were building the new one. Ate at White Castle, which is on every other street corner.
Right.
Right.
My question is, I called you last week. I don't know if you remember, but I'm the guy that's like so irritated with the women's bullshit that I don't even give a fuck if I have sex anymore. I think that was
how could I forget a call like that?
Right. Well, I recently met a girl in the past couple of days, and I'm very interested in her, and she's very hot. Two kids.
Oh.
Right.
Done. What's left to say? Two kids.
Right. And I know you're going to slap me across the face from the 101 because I should know better, but I'm thinking about kind of getting in love with her or possibly...
You're thinking about getting in love with her. You know, if you have to think about it...
No, not in love with her, but getting, you know, going out with her, maybe, possibly.
Why?
Getting to know her. I don't know, because she intrigues me.
Right, she intrigues you. Does being a parent intrigue you?
No, not at all. That's the worst interest ever.
But you understand that she would probably have an interest in you being a parent with her.
Oh, my God.
Right, well, I would rather have AIDS than have kids, to be honest.
Well, you might get both.
Right. AIDS would be cheaper.
You probably won't use a condom. Right?
Probably not. Excuse me, I'm really drunk and really high right now.
There we go.
Yes.
That's our audience. All right. That's our target demo.
He came clean. He came clean.
Good.
That's
good.
All right.
Came to the right place.
And so, did you have a question, or are you just going to do this?
I'm just asking what do you think? Although I know what
you know what I think. Why are you calling to ask me? You know what I think.
I know, because I just like to hear it from the...
The answer is no.
I guess.
No. No.
Okay.
Period. No.
Resounding no.
No.
You know... Because, you know, I don't even have, as hot as she is, I don't even have interest in, like, having sex with her.
Well, if you don't have interest in having sex with her, the problem has been resolved.
No, I know. Both, that's
no,
not true.
I know. You guys are going to make fun of me all day long.
No, because that's crazy, dude. What
Come
you
on,
just
dude,
said
you're
is crazy.
You're going to do her, and just now's the time to continue being honest, not backtrack. You're going to do her anyway. Just tell Tom.
Right?
Please.
Right.
Okay, there it
you're
is.
You're going to do her anyway. There it is.
Can you take me a look?
No.
You know, yes, and a couple kitties.
No. No, we can't. No.
And not just because I can't do it efficiently.
I'm not going to do it. Yeah, Mike can find it, but he's not going to do it.
This is not a Timpson style.
No.
The triple Timpson.
You're going to go do that? Then go do that, but don't expect us to be supportive in any way.
All right, well, we'll see the Cardinals in the World Series.
That was the real agenda here, wasn't it?
No, he's too
no
drunk.
Way. No he's way. He was serious about the single mark.
Yeah.
He was when he called.
They didn't, really by the way, the Cardinals did not look so good, by the way, in Game 5. They did not.
They did not.
I saw it up close.
Uh-oh. I'm scared of the Red Sox.
Well, if you saw the Red Sox play tonight, you wouldn't be scared of them either.
Well, no, but I'm from Michigan, so, I mean, I hear the Tiger seed bag from my parents, but...
All right.
So can you please take me out with...
Nope. No, I can't.
Tom really did cut him off.
Nope.
I was kind of hoping for a triple Timpson.
Not going to happen.
My God.
Timpson couldn't take himself out, Timpson style.
Oh, God.
That would be one of the greatest moments on this show.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right. Chris in Castaic, you're on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Great.
I think I know why that guy bolted off the phone.
Why?
Because he was explaining before that he was in recovery with her, and I think he attributes him recovering with just being with her, and I think he's, like, loyal to her for some reason.
And isn't that typical of addicts? You know, they are codependent. They need the people in their lives, the people who are just as fucked up as they are, who they meet, usually at 12-step programs.
Well, exactly. I mean, you can tell that he's hanging around for some reason, and he kept saying that, oh, we recovered together.
Right.
And I can understand that, but it's like, damn, you need to realize how much of a... You need to uncouple yourself from that, and then you can just leave.
Right. He won't.
And that was sad to even hear that in his voice.
Then he ran and hid from us.
Yeah, he did.
Right? Ran away.
Take me out Kobe style if you can.
Okay, Chris. You, I'll take out Kobe style. Here we go.
This is about us. She's so special to me. Yeah, it beats in my heart. Yeah, the air I breathe. She's so special to me.
Breaking walls and busting balls. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
All right, boys, let's take a minute to talk about Allure Detail. Now, you've probably seen the amazing pictures I've posted to Facebook and blowmeuptom.com of the work done on my Tesla. Now, even though it's a pretty new car, Allure actually performed a paint correction, which removes all those light scratches and swirls you get in the finish. And then they apply something called Opticoat to protect the car for years. I have never seen paint look this good. Never. Now, it's an unreal, mirror-like, wet finish. And if you go look at the photos, you're going to see what I'm talking about. I mean, honestly, my Tesla may look better than the day I got it. It's Allure Detail. At AllureDetail.com, they've been in business for 7 years. Family owned and operated with over 18 five-star Yelp reviews and over 30 5-star customer lobby reviews. These guys do great work, and they come to you. They came to me. They do the work on my Tesla while I do the show. Mention my name and get a special $99 dressy detail with free paint inspection or 20% off any package they offer. Wheel scuff repair, paintless dent repair, windshield repair. These guys do it all. Check them out at AllureDetail.com. By the way, email them a picture of your car and you'll get a free quote within 24 hours. It's our friends at Allure Detail at AllureDetail.com.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Lakers. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about and stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping and pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com. The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. By the way, the next live edition of the Tom Likas Show will be at the time you least suspect, our regular time. The next live Tom Likas Show will be 3 p.m. Thursday. It's 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. So get ready as we return to our regular time. Coming up, the next live Tom Likas Show, Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. 6 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, boys, start dialing now because Be Funny is coming up next.
It turns your cell phone into open mic night. Be Funny is on 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dana. We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's
yes.
Beer Magazine. In South Africa, a woman has been accused of cutting off her boyfriend's penis after she found him in bed with another woman. She apparently ordered the couple to strip naked before she dismembered him right there in front of the other woman. Sucks pretty bad.
I put a call into our friend Ramon, make sure he's okay.
Hopefully it wasn't his penis that we lost in the store. It's possible.
I know he listens.
Our boy's pretty active down there.
I know he listens. Right. Exactly. It makes me nervous that he isn't up to return my call.
Yeah. Oklahoma Sooners wide receiver Trey Metoyer has a problem.
The
problem apparently is he can't stop jerking off in public, which is going to be a problem. That's going to be a serious problem.
Oh, my God. Here's what happened. This is according to police.
Yeah.
And this happened on the 29th of August. Someone called police in Norman, Oklahoma. That's where Sooners are based out of, to report a man wearing a blue shirt and blue pants pleasuring himself inside of a red Pontiac Grand Am. Then Pontiac,
Grand Am.
Then, mind you, this is a five-star recruit that was obtained by the Oklahoma Sooners.
Got to think about red red Grand Ams.
Yeah. And then I guess on the 17th of September, a woman called police saying that the dude approached her while she was walking the dog and asked to borrow a pen. She went inside her apartment to grab it, and when she returned outside, he was outside her front door beating off in front of her apartment.
Okay.
The woman then said that Trey asked if she'd want her pen back.
That's a reasonable question, this I think.
Dude, right. This dude's unbelievable.
Yeah, you want your pen back?
Still can't believe the Sooners beat Notre Dame and they got this beat off fucking antic dude in the background.
By pen, I don't mean the dick in my hand. I mean an actual
pen. The actual pen.
Yes.
Wonder how that red Pontiac Trans Am thing. You know? Dude, this dude's going to get an incredible amount of shit on the field now if he even makes it back.
That's not good at all. The Italian Olympic Committee's anti-doping prosecutor has requested a 2.5-year ban.
How are you going to anti-dope Italians?
Did you just say anti-doping and Italians in the same sentence?
Yes. That's the same thing to him. How the fuck are you going to anti-dope Italians?
You're trying to extract the dope from Italians.
No, it's impossible. You're trying to stop them with some type of serum to stop being dopey. It's not going to work.
This guy is calling for a 2.5-year ban for a long-distance runner. Named Davis Lisciardi, who allegedly attempted to dodge a drug test using a fake penis. You know how that works.
I think Tom Sizemore had that same fake penis.
Yeah.
It's been going around.
About that fake cock, and apparently it didn't it didn't get past the people testing.
No, it doesn't, because they could tell. Yeah. They've seen enough cocks to know.
Right. We've reported on this building before. It's coming along. The People's Daily Headquarters building in China.
Yeah.
It's a new newspaper building.
Yeah.
It looks like a massive erect penis. And now they've actually put a little skin around it, which turns out to be yellow.
So they're really, I mean, listen, they're really making it nice.
A million Chinese penis jokes here, but it does look like a massive penis.
Yeah.
Flash! Oh, let me take your picture.
Exactly.
That was audio right from outside the building.
Right.
Play that again.
Flash! Oh, let me take your picture.
Either that was Steve Lyons, or that was some dude out.
Right. Exactly. Porn legend Lisa Ann, famous for her lead role in the XXX movie Who's Nailin' Palin. She played Sarah Palin in that movie.
She looked pretty good, actually. I have to hand it to her.
But I don't know. I've seen her flicks. She's you know, she has massive fake cans. That's the only thing she's got going for.
Like I said,
yeah,
she looked pretty good.
She apparently, according to reports, wasn't lying when she said NBA legend John Sally might have the biggest penis on the planet.
Really?
Yeah, that's,
he didn't bring that up when he was in here.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. But he's apparently not denying it.
Who would ever deny that?
Right. Exactly. When that
Robin Thicke. No, it's not true. It's not true.
Why, you know about his penis.
There's been big stories about his penis, his dimensions.
Right.
Your name is your destiny.
Right. Robin Thicke.
Right, and to his credit, John, who won't eat a hamburger, did in fact say, I take all compliments that come my way.
Exactly.
Of course he
good
did.
Dude, that John Sally, man.
Yeah,
he was
great
here.
Guy.
And, by the way, he said he would come back, do
the regular show,
and bring strippers with him, and nobody's saying no here.
No. No one's saying no.
No means no.
Right.
Means come on by.
Exactly. A Spirit Lake, Idaho councilman has been accused of exposing his penis to a woman after physically fighting with her husband.
Well, isn't that what you're supposed to do in a fight?
Our dude is quoted as saying, "This is what a real man looks like."
Oh. And he whipped it out.
Yeah. After fighting with this broad's husband, he apparently just whipped out his dick and said, "Hey, you know, This is what a real man does.
I'll show you.
Done.
I'll show you my Sally. My John Sally.
Right. Facebook Incorporated removing restrictions for users under 18 that previously limited who could see their online postings.
Right.
From photos to whatever else they're putting up. So now, attention, perverts. Now you can see all the teens.
All Kendall Jenner shit all done. For the next 40-some days.
Right, there are no restrictions now.
Not that I'm counting.
You can see anything you want. Done. Lindsay Lohan apparently dating a 19-year-old dude.
Yeah.
You see this?
Good for her.
Liam Dean.
Let me see this. I'll tell you if this is real.
Well, it's could be
reported
by several different outlets, including the New York Post.
Oh, New York Post, yeah. Oh, it's some model, dude.
Yeah, some dude. You know, and he'll hit that and then scrub it with Ajax when he's done. Mm-hmm. And just
I'd like to take the time to wish Liam the best of... Yes. Oh, there he is, shirtless and all this stupid
And a
shit.
Wonderful vid alert for you, as always, that Anastasia Ashley. She's got wonderful stuff going on her Twitter and other accounts. Be sure to check whatever she does, because it all involves her ass, and that's pretty much
all.
She doesn't hide it from you. She puts it right there in your face, and it's a wonderful thing. She's got like a little thing going on in Sunset, right by the ocean there.
Yes,
and you can't really see the sun going down because you're looking at her ass. So it doesn't really matter, but it's
delicious.
Great. Yes. No, I mean, she's got that little surfer girl body, and she knows it, and she's milking it for everything that it's worth. Right? She just doesn't stop.
Let me tell you
it's every day.
She knows exactly.
Every day.
Let me tell you something. Right. She knows exactly why when she does these stretching things. She knows 100% exactly what the hell she's doing.
No, I know. It's more than just the stretching things, though. It's pretty obvious at this point what she's up to. There's plenty more newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you go. There's a brand new show every Friday there. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas show right after this.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 lister Antonio Atoche and his brothers, and they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous pollo a la brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca, on West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, right of the 91, and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena.
This is the new normal.